testimonies, because that's nothing better than just sharing what God's doing, right? So I had made mention of it a while back, but in a previous job, for some reason, they had pinpointed me to be in charge of learning all this phone stuff. And it was not pretty, to say the least, with this former company. And so I went through some training, and I got some understanding, and I kind of, okay, that was good. I got in where I'm at now and thought, okay, shouldn't have to worry about that anymore. That was a thing of the past, you know. About probably a year and a half ago, they resurrected this project that had been going on for over 3 or so years. They'd been looking at a new phone system for all of North America, where I'm at now. And of course, I had said many times, you know, if there's anything that comes up that you feel you want me to handle, you want me to take care of or pick up and be the point person on, just let me know. I said, if it's something that I really don't think I can handle, I'll let you know. But if it's something that I am more than willing to learn or figure out, I'll do it, you know. Just let me know. So my boss comes to me and he says, you know, okay, this guy's doing this, this guy's doing this, this guy's doing this, so you're it. We want you, and you seem to have an understanding of what some of it. Plus, you did put on your resume that you had some knowledge of phone systems. I said, okay, that's true. I did put that on there. Shame on me, I guess. No, it was funny, though, because as I'm sitting there working on it, I didn't even think about it until I'm really getting waist deep into this whole new phone system and all the different features, and all of a sudden, all this terminology and stuff that I had figured I wasn't probably going to ever have to use started coming back up, and it's like, oh, I remember this, oh, I remember that, okay, this is how they do this, this is how they do that. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's not been easy, but I did help, and we were able to at our company this past, the Thursday past, actually implemented this new phone system. And for some people that they have jobs, I mean, I know for Dan, if he's working on a project at work and he's put in all the thought and the okay, if this does this and this does this, then it's just going to work. It's just the way it's going to be, right, Dan? You put in all the effort ahead of time and it's just going to work. And for a lot of people in this world, that's how they think of it. But I tell you what, I left the office, and it was not early on Wednesday night when we did the crossover, but I left the office, and the first thing I could do is just say, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for giving me knowledge, for giving the staff around me knowledge, my boss and other people that were there, for giving us forethought into how to handle some different situations even beforehand. And the more I started thinking about how this whole process over the last year and a half or so has developed into what's now accomplished, it was amazing to just see how God had worked through all the different things, and all of a sudden he didn't give just me little witty thoughts, but he gave my boss, who, as far as I know, has no true personal relationship with Jesus, but God still was able to work through him and give him something to come out with, and what if we do this? And even though we have had some problems and getting used to and making some adjustments to what we had planned, everything has just fallen into place as far as what we know needs to happen. And I couldn't do anything but on the way home, and it was a long, dark, late-night drive back from Broadhead to Janesville, but all I could do was just pray the whole way, just thanking God, asking him to give more witty ideas on how to handle the difficulties that we had come up with. And one of the things we knew we had to have solved first thing in the morning. So I was heading home after midnight, and I knew I was going to have to be back by 7 o'clock the next morning, and I just said, God, first off, you got to give me the rest. But second off, you just give me or give somebody what needs to happen to fix this problem quickly. Show us a setting. Show us a whatever that's not checked right. And wouldn't you know, I got in, 7 o'clock in the morning, and I called the guy that had helped us set up the whole thing and said, this is what's going on. He said, let's try this, this, and this, and if that doesn't work, we'll do this. And by 7:30, we had that portion, that problem solved. And I just credit it to God. Granted, this guy's a smart man, but only because God made him that way, just like any one of us. And I give credit to God on that, because how God gives us each different abilities and different aptitudes to learn different things. And there is no way that I could expect and should expect anybody else to have the understanding on some things that God has given me understanding on. Just like Dan wouldn't expect me to just be able to absorb all the information about engines and motors and chassis and gearing and everything else that he knows, because that's his aptitude. And as I have finished up this week and have dealt with some different things, and you know, even though it's been a long week and it's been a hard couple of months getting ready for this point, and a long last 2 weeks, every time I think about what I've accomplished in the last 2 weeks, all I can do is say thank you, God, for what you've given me the ability, given me the understanding, and being able to keep my eyes open, because I could easily turn around and say, man, I know a lot about this, but I don't know a whole lot about it. I'm just following what God has put inside of me and allowed me to retain. And I would encourage you guys to think about the same thing as you guys complete projects and complete different tasks, that God gives you the abilities. He's given you the abilities, and that's all that we can do, is ask him to let us use those abilities he's given us. Amen.